Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, and talk to you about spiritual warfare, about being strong in the Lord. Here's a verse, Ephesians 6:10, where we read this: "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Now, that's a wonderful phrase. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You could say that according to the original grammar of the ancient Greek language that Paul wrote, that he wrote something more like this: strengthen yourselves in the Lord. You see, he probably took this idea from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, where it is said that David, the king, strengthened himself in the Lord his God. The detailed teaching regarding spiritual battle in this passage of Ephesians chapter 6, it presents two essential components. First, you must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then you must put on the whole armor of God, as it says in verse 11. The two of them are essential. And a lot of teaching on spiritual battle neglects the first aspect. And look, after all, if you take a weak man who can barely stand and put the best armor on him, he's still going to be an ineffective soldier. He'll be easily beaten. So equipping for Christian combat must begin with, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Before a soldier is given a gun, or he's shown how to fire a missile, he or she goes through basic training. And one great purpose for basic training is to build up the recruit's physical strength. That's why we need this. And that's why it says here in verse 10, and in the power of his might. You see, this shows us how to get this strength. This doesn't just happen by saying the words. It isn't magic. It's not a spell. You can't just walk around saying, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, repeatedly, and see if it's going to happen. Christianity is not one of those self-help formulas where we go around saying positive things to ourselves. No, those kind of mental games really can accomplish something. But it's certainly not what Paul meant here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. When he says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, might is inherent power or force. A muscular man's big muscles display his might, even if he's not using the muscles. That is the reserve of strength. Now, power, as it's used here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, is the exercise of might. When that muscular man uses his might to bend an iron bar, then he's using his power. It means that the reserve of strength is actually in operation. Brothers and sisters, God has vast reservoirs of might that can be realized as the power in our Christian life. But his strength does not work in me as I sit back passively. His might works in me as I rely on it and step out to do the work that he calls me to do. Now, I can depend on it and then not do any work. I can try to do work without relying on it, but both of those fall short. I must rely on his might and then go out and do the work. It is not, I do everything and God does nothing. It is not, I do nothing and God does everything. It is not, I do all I can and then God helps with what I can't. Each of those approaches falls short. Here's the key. For you to rely on his might by faith and then depend on it more and more, and then go out and do the work that God wants you to do for the glory of his kingdom. Receive the power of his might and walk in it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.